Measuring the Church of God, the Grand Judgment is taking place, and has been going on for some time. Now the Lord says, measure the temple and the worshippers thereof. Remember when you are walking the streets about your business, God is measuring you. When you are attending your household duties, when you engage in conversation, God is measuring you. Remember that your words and actions are being daguerreotyped, photographed, in the books of heaven, as the face is reproduced by the artist on the polished plate. Here is the work going on, measuring the temple and its worshippers to see who will stand in the last day. Those who stand fast shall have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we are doing our work, remember there is one that is watching the spirit in which we are doing it. Shall we not bring the Savior into our everyday lives, into our secular work and domestic duties? Then in the name of God we want to leave behind everything that is not necessary, all gossiping or unprofitable visiting, and present ourselves as servants of the living God. Tables of stone, a convincing testimony. When God's temple in heaven is opened, what a triumphant time that will be for all who have been faithful and true. In the temple will be seen the Ark of the Testament, in which were placed the two tables of stone, on which are written God's law. These tables of stone will be brought forth from their hiding place, and on them will be seen the Ten Commandments engraved by the finger of God. These tables of stone now lying in the Ark of the Testament will be a convincing testimony to the truth and binding claims of God's law. Ark in heaven contains commandments. Sacrilegious minds and hearts have thought they were mighty enough to change the times and laws of Jehovah, but, safe in the archives of heaven, in the Ark of God, are the original commandments, written upon the two tables of stone. No potentate of earth has power to draw forth those tables from their sacred hiding place beneath the mercy seat.